I do from time to time when I give the shiurim, things I like to do from time to time in the shiurim that's profound, is help us appreciate the structure of my modem, how my modem are structured. In other words, my modem are very long, and most of them, at least in the Rebbe Rashab, are not generous enough to afford us even paragraphs. And in a mind that a paragraph is a page, not a few lines. And therefore it becomes very run-on. We get lost. Especially in a hemshich, which is very large. We're stuck someplace in the middle. And I've spoken many times to you about the usefulness of seeing the skeleton of a mind. In other words, when you learn something, and this is very, very healthy and helpful, when you learn Gemara also, is to gain a sense of the parameters of a sugya. I mean, I do this all the time, and I would imagine you would do it, or you do it. Whenever I start something, I try to see where it finishes. Why? Not because I'm trying to get to the end. Because I want to know how far I have to stretch my brain in this sugya. Punkt this morning, I find this to be very hard. I don't know why, Chmata Zachazei, with the Gemara, the Vav Medbeis, the Breise, but Le'iroh Lecha, and all of a sudden, Le'yimotza Lecha, and the two Yiboilus in the bottom of the page. That's what I learned this morning. This sugya finished. Now, I don't understand the word of it, but that's another story. It's important to see the parameters of things, the borders of things. Why? So that you have a healthy context. You know, when I was a kid, I remember hearing an analogy of a bunch of blind people who were brought over to an elephant. And they're told to touch the elephant and to say what an elephant is. So one touches the trunk, it says an elephant is a hose. Another touches the ear, it says an elephant is a fan. Another touches the tusk, it says an elephant is a spear. Another touches the leg, it says an elephant is a tree trunk. Another touches the tail, it says an elephant is a whip. They're all touching the same thing, but there's no context. It's nicht gesund. Like the Babus Tesich from the Rebbe, from Beis Amfidigam Tesich, about the difference between the Rishonim and the Achreinim. The Achreinim have to tap, and the Rishonim walk in, and they open up their eyes and see the room. When you learn anything, it's very, very healthy to have a context. Big picture. Right? What's such a big picture? Let's give you the classic big picture. Yeah, you're learning Gemara Pesachim. What's the ultimate big picture of Gemara Pesachim? How many Prakim and Masech the Pesachim talk about Chometz? I think it's 3. Tomid Nishchat is Perek Levi or Perek Hamishi? And Malkam Shenog was Perek Levi, right? Malkam Shenog doesn't talk about Chometz. Malkam Shenog doesn't talk about Issa Malacha. 3 Prakim talk about Chometz. And they finished, I believe, Dachmei Ben Beis, something like that, yeah? Where's Makam Shenagu's Daf Nun? Where's Makam Shenagu? Ben Tessamer Aleph. Huh? Nun Amer Aleph. Now, what does it help you to know? It sounds weird, but I think, if you stop and consider, it's only till here, Meravetin Chomis Nishreidin. Right? And then you take out a Mishnayis, for example, and you learn through these Prakim Mishnayis. Not that much. You can do the 3 Prakim Mishnayis in half an hour. You have everything about Chomis here, Bekitzer. There's a context, there's borders, there's parameters. And then when you learn it, it's from a healthy framework. You know how much you have to learn, then you can stop and think. Perek Revi, Malkam Shanaga talks about the Iyan for Nasiyas, Malacham, Talzachim. You know where this begins. Then you start learning Talmud Nishchat. You know Dil Tzadik Tesamer Aleph, you're learning about Korban Pesach. And then of course, Agri Pesachim, which is one of the most Geshmakim Pesachim, Mishas, all the Halachas of Kiddush, and Haftalah, and Kisho Bracha, and so on and so forth. It's extremely healthy. And then of course, in the second half of Agri Pesachim, you have the halachas of the seder itself. Knowing the borders and the parameters of a sugya gives you health in learning that thing. You learn it correctly, and you don't tell me yourself, I heard from a younger man, a gevaldike that had. That before the bachan started masechta in the beginning of the year, they should learn through Mishnayis Kehati and Rambam. The ganze Rambam hulchas Pesach has 8 parakim. Now the 8 parakim of Rambam don't talk about the hulchas Korban Pesach, but they do all the halachas of Chometz. Could you imagine before you started Pesachim? You open up a Rambam and you learn just those 2 or 3 parakim or 4 parakim. It's not too many. We talk about Bidikas Chometz and Beer Chometz and Chometz Be'en and Chometz Nukshen and Taruvas Chometz, which are very complicated halachas. But you learn them on a very simple, elementary, kolosdika level. Then when you start going into intricacies, it's gesund. You're connected to an anchor. It's a healthy limud. And this is true in everything. This is why I like to encourage the Talmidim, and I do this almost every maimed, where we try to remember the grid, the cloud of the whole Hemshech. What the Hemshech is about, Bederach cloud. And as you probably know, it's about Midas Adin and Midas Arach. It gives you a framework. There's another very interesting thing that you find in Hasidus that I believe we're not Mesim Lev enough. And I think it's a great mistake that Bachar make, and I remember making this mistake as a Bachar. It wasn't until more recently that I realized how helpful it is to appreciate this. Chassidus goes with sugis, topics. And the sugis very often go on psukim. And every time Chassidus, they talk about a certain sugi, it's going to bring up a certain pasuk or a certain group of psukim. And you should know, if you were to rewrite Chassidus, and the Chassidus has yet to be rewritten, someone who would take Chassidus and rewrite it, in a seder, you would rewrite it in various sdarim. One of the sdarim would be the sugi of the concepts, and another seder would be the seder of Teder Shebiktav and Teder Shebiktav. Push it. Start from Bereishis. Take all my modern talk about Bereishis. And then you say, Vahim Elikim Yehiyeh. You have no idea how unbelievable are Pirash on Chumash and on Tanakh, at least good portions of Tanakh, like Mishle and Iyev and Kehelis and Shilashidim. The obscure Svarim in Tanakh and good sections of Yeshaya you would have. But we always look at the Psukim as another thing that keeps the Rebbe busy. You know, okay, you don't pay attention to the Psukim. And it's a problem for a number of reasons. First of all, because since you don't pay attention to the Psukim, you see the Pasuk as a pain in the neck. He's repeating the same thing again because he wants to squeeze in a Pasuk. Who needs it? And but you don't understand that this is the structure of Chassidus, like everything else in Teda. You know, and so on and so forth. Every single thing in Teda comes from the beginning. And the beginning is Mikra, the Chumash. And it's not the Pshat that the Alter Rebbe is saying an Inyan and he's squeezing a Pasuk in. If the Pshat, this Pasuk is the marker of this Hezbeth. In other words, one of the interesting limudim that you could do is take a Pasuk in Tanakh. Like, for example, Kalanikra Bishmi Velachvedi Brasa Vitzadeva Chasidim. It's a Pasuk in Tanakh. And I'm embarrassed to say I don't even know where it is. And you learn the Rasha on this Pasuk, and you learn the Mitzvahs on this Pasuk, and you learn the Radaka on this Pasuk, and you learn all the Mufashma on this Pasuk, and then learn the Chasidim on this Pasuk. The way you'll appreciate Chasidim when you go through that process is not to be believed. The one place we taste that sometimes is in the Likut HaSichas. Because one of the Rebbe's favorite inyanim in the Sichas is to take an inyan, the style of explaining the inyan api nigla, and then to explain the inyan api drush, and sometimes explain the inyan api kabbalah, and then he shows you how Chassidus brings it all together. Like in the Kuntres, inyan shoteres haChassidus, the Rebbe uses Meida Ani as his example. But we learn Chassidus out of a healthy context. And one of the healthy contexts of Limud HaChassidus is when you learn a pasuk, the Rebbe is not bringing psukim to confuse you. He's bringing psukim ultimately because the pasuk is the marker of this inyan, and it's extremely useful to use psukim as an anchor. When you learn a maimed, every time you see a pasuk or a maimed chazal, it's not just there to confuse you. That pasuk, that maimed chazal, that maimed azoyad is the anchor, is the yisod of the maimed. Our maimed is built around two psukim. What I want to do this morning, there's no chedushim, there's no oimik. I push it, want to go through this maimed, and I wrote for myself which pages they're on, and I'm going to give you the list in a moment. All right, here it is. And we're going to go through the maimed and re-push it where the Rebbe touches on the psukim directly. Does anybody know what two psukim this maimed is built on? I told you the first one. No. That's another thing. The truth is, I owe you with this. You should know. Usually, I like to give you the answers to the questions that Rebbe doesn't ask. I didn't do it this time. Lulav Arava, we didn't. But the Gufa Maimon, besides the Das Chol HaTzim, the Rebbe says I'm wrong for not doing that. But okay, two psukim. What two psukim is this Maimon based on? Pasuk number one: Kol Anikra Bishmi VeLachvedi V'Rosev Yitzadev Afasisim. What's the second pasuk? Kved malchuscha yemeiru gvurascha yedabeiru. Now here's what I'm going to do. If you want to write this down, I'm going to read to you, I wrote myself a list, wherever these psukim are mentioned. But I want to just say one thing. Every page number that I say is a beginning. In other words, if it continues on the next page, that you have to assume. The pasuk Kalanik is mentioned first on Choftes and Vayter. Then it appears again on Lamed Dalet. And then it appears again on Lamed Vov. And again, Chavtes means Chavtes and Lamed, Lamed Alt could mean Lamed Alt, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav could mean Lamed Alt, Lamed Zayin. It's just the first place where the Pasuk reappears. And the Pasuk Kled Malchuscha Yemeiru Gurashe Dabeiru appears on Lamed Vav, and then again on Membeis. Okay, so now let's open up the Maimir, and we're going to learn through from the beginning, and all we're going to do is push it, find the Pasuk, and read the Shtikalach Maimir that negated this Pasuk, and you'll see how the whole Maimir is built around these two psukim, or I should say more correctly, built within these two psukim. These two psukim are the parameters of the Maimed. And the whole Arichas HaHezbed is really Pashat translating two psukim and Tanakh. So let's go, first of all, to page Choftes. Okay, now you have to hang on with me because we don't have a lot of time. I have to do this quick, which means you got it. When I say count lines, count. So it's the second line into the maimed at the end of the line. It says, "V'yuvins abehegdim." To explain me the sadinim mitzvah rachamim, l'havin mashakasa. We have to first explain kol anikra b'shmi, everything that's called by my name, v'lechvedi and in my honor, but also yitzatif afasisif. Says the Rebbe, the Choshev Khan, that in this pasuk you have, of course, Gimel Elemes, Briya Yitzir Asiya, the three worlds of Briya Yitzir Asiya, how? Brasiv Chuli, in other words, Brasiv Atav Asisiv, represent the three worlds of Briya Yitzir Asiya. And then, V'chalanik Rabbi Shmi, Hu Elem Atzilus. The word Shmi means Atzilus. Now notice, there's one word that the Rebbe failed to interpret, and that is, of course, the word V'lechvoidi. So the person, this pasuk has three parts. The Shmi, part number one, which is Atzilus, V'lechvedi, which the Rebbe has so far not told us what it is. That's the part number two. And then B'yah, B'riya Tizdi, B'ras Levitadiv Afasis. Now of course in other Maimarim there's more analysis of this pasuk. There's a big shtun made out of the word Af. Why does it say you have to say B'ras Levitadiv Afasis? It should say B'ras Levitadiv Asisiv. But that, you know, every Maimar has its inyanim. In this Maimar we're going to analyze the pasuk in these three details. Shmi, B'ras Levitadiv Afasisiv, and V'lechvedi. So the Rebbe says, U'mashinika Eru Matzilus Shmi. Why are the seals called Shmi? And he gives you two reasons. I don't have time to read them. Inside, I'll just show you where they are. Reason number one is because Hashem's name is... Anybody know? Havaya. Hashem Taka has many names. But the name of names, the most critical name of the Eibishter is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And the Rebbe says, B'kitsa Nimeth, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is Atzilus. Yud Chachma Hei, Yud Bina Vav, Yud Midas, and Hei is Malchus. So call Anikra Bishmi, everything which is called Bishmi by my name, which is Havaya, equals Atzilus. So Shmi goes on Atzilus, because Shmi means Havaya, Atzilus equals Havaya. That Hesbid goes from the fifth line in the Maimon till, I'd say 10 lines in the bottom, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines in the bottom. And 10 lines from the bottom is Avoid Yeshleimar. Another reason Atzilus is called Shmi, and what is this reason? And I'll read it inside a little bit. V'oid yeshloimar, the mashenikra shmi, why would Atzilus be called shmi? Not only because Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, remember this down. Not only because Yud-Kei Vav-Kei correspond to the Esesphiris of Atzilus, because Kmei Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Ha'ara Levad V'le Yetzem, the name of a person is only a reflection of the person, not his essence. Like Chassidus always says, if you were the only man in the universe, you would not need a name. A name is for others, a Ha'ara. Kamei Shema Adam, like the name of a person. Skip two lines. Everybody, skip two lines. Now I'm 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Ukmai Kain, Hu Inyan Olam HaAtzilus. The same is true of the world of Atzilus. Shuhu Bechinas. What is the criteria? What is the category of Atzilus? His Pashtus Ha'ara Levad Mein Sabbat. Atzilus is only a reflection, a ray of Ein Sof. So two reasons Atzilus is called Shmi. Number one, because Atzilus has the Oisiyas Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And number two, because a name is not you, it's a reflection of you. Atzilus is a reflection of the angel. In the shiur that I gave you on this part of the Maimed, the way I explained it to you was, Atzilus is not the Eibishter. It's Hashem's light. But in being Hashem's light, it's as much as it could be. Everything that could be revealed from the Eibishter is in Atzilus. Etzem, built in this galah, you cannot reveal essence. You can only reveal a light. But of course, there are greater lights and there are lesser lights. Atzilus is as much light as could possibly be. That's Atzilus, especially Atzilus the Kabbalah. So we translated the word Shmi, right? Anybody have any questions? So let's continue. Okay, we're going now to page Lamed Dalet. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 lines from the top of page Lamed Dalet, at the very beginning of the line, it says, V'kol zeh elam Atzilus, this entire discussion, until now, from Chof Tes till Lamed Dalet, we were discussing the translation of the word Shmi, that's Atzilus. Shal zeh ne'mar kol anikra b'shmi, which is the translation of the word Shmi, which means, first of all, the Eitz of Shem Avaya. And second of all, I'm reading inside, Shubachinas hispashtus ha'ora may ain't sof ha'ma'atzil. It's the reflection, it's the radiation of the divine light of the Eibishter, who's the source of light. And the Rebbe says that Atzilus is only a light, but sheha'ora higamki nelakus mamish. The lights of Atzilus are not his essence, But for not being his essence, they're as good as you can be. They're the reflection of the Eibishter Mamish. And therefore, v'miyuchedet b'mekeda. Even though the lights of Atzilus are not Hashem, they're Hashemliness, they're his light, but they're attached to the Eibishter. And he brings different Asias from Zayar. The Ihu v'chayehi chad, the Ihu v'garmehi chad. Translates the Rebbe, the Hein b'chinas Eidus, the Hein b'chinas Kelim, side the Eidus of Atzilus, side the Kelim of Atzilus, miyuchadim be'alakus, haynu, bein sof ha-matzil, b'tachas ha-yichud chulit. So we just, atkan shmi, took him 4.5 pages to explain one word. Now we continue. Ach, elemez b'yah heim nevroim, the worlds of b'yah are creations, b'chinas yeshuk v'ul mamish, she'enem b'chinas m'hus ha-lakus chulit, and agam she'ein lechadav she'chut bimenu, and so on and so on. Okay, now. Turn to page Lamed Vav. We're in the middle of the page. The line begins with the word chulu, half moon, and the parenthesis. Yes, chulu and the parenthesis. V'zehu she'kosov lechvaydi. Now let's give some technical stuff over here, okay? The Maimed over here works in a very strange way. He starts off the Pasuk, Kol Anikra Bishmi. Yeah? He brings you the Pasuk Kol Anikra Bishmi and he translates it, takes him 4 pages or 5 pages, from Choftes to Lamdal. Then he wants to explain, V'lechvedi B'rosev Yitzad Nafasisev, but he doesn't quote the Pasuk. He spends the next 2 pages explaining himself. What's the Pshad V'lechvedi B'rosev Yitzad Nafasisev? Pages Lamdal, Lamahe, until this point of Lamadvav. Explained that in order to create B'ri Yitzir Nasi, you have to have Yesh Me'ayin, you have to make a Tzimtzum. And that's the idea of Oisius. Oisius Adibur, words, and the way I taught it to you. There's another aspect here which is not very thoroughly discussed in this Maimon, Mendi, but it's explained in other Maimon. That there's not only the idea of Oisius Adibur, words of speech, which are a Tzimtzum, there's also the concept of Parsa, the curtain, which is called in Chassidus Oisius Bilti Mesudarim, letters that are scrambled, that are disconnected, disorganized. That when you have words in an order, the words say something. You take those words and you scramble them, you take those letters and you scramble them, they say nothing. They're still words. And each individual word or each individual letter has a meaning. But the greater meaning associated with the tzidur, but the proper organization is lost. So to make a tzimtzum between Atzilus and Bria, to affect what's called in Hasidus Yesh Me'ayin, the Rebbe says, in this moment, you have to have Oisius Hadibur, which are significant symptoms. And he just mentioned, as a Bekitz and Mamish, on the bottom of Lamed Hey, the word Parsa. And in other Maimonim, they make a very big deal that in order to create Bria, it's not enough. Dibur is step one, right? Dibur would be the foot, and the Pas would be the boot, the sandal, or the minnow, which sits on the foot, which not only makes it a big symptom, it then scrambles the Oisius. Whatever few Oisius snuck through from Atzilus into Bria, then becomes scrambled. That's how you make Yesh Me'ayin. In this case, first the Rebbe gives you the Hesber, and then he brings you the Psukim. You understand? So don't get confused. If we knew everything, we'd be the Rebbe. When he talks about Atzilus, first he brings the Pasuk, called Nikra Bishmi, then he explains it. When he talks about Bria Tzinasiya, first he explains it, and then he brings you the Pasuk. But remember, this Pasuk we're reading now is the basis for the 2 pages we just read, Lamadav, Lamadav, Lamadav. Now let's read it inside. V'zehu shekos, there's a pshat in the Pasuk, v'lechvedi berosiv gamer. So there's 2 things that need to be explained. Number one, the meaning of the word covet. Page Lamadav, the line that begins with the word chuli, it's the middle of the page, or one line beneath that. Yes? You have a place? V'zehu shekos of l'chvedi berosiv chuli, that the Eibishter says, for my honor I created. There's 2 things here. Number one, kvedi. What is kvedi? Hu b'chinas malchus da atzilus. It's the level of malchus of atzilus. Okay? What is kvedi? And I'll use technical sprach. It's no longer shmi, but it's not yet berosiv. Notice that the Eibishter calls atzilus mine. Shmi. What does it call Bria? It wasn't called Biryasi. It's Virasav, I created it. Yatzatav, I formed it. Asisav, I did it. Separate from yeah? Kvoidi is in between. On the one hand, Kvoidi is not Shmi anymore. Kvoidi is not Gilead himself or the Havaya. It's a Lavush. But at least he still refers to it as Kvoidi, my honor. So Kvoidi is the middle point that, so to speak, acts as the hinge, as the axis that takes you from what's called Shmi to what's called Brachah Yitzhak Adav Afasisi. Right? What is Kvaidi? Kvaidi means a lavush, a garment. That there is such a thing called Shmi, which reveals all the Ein Sof light of Hashem. There's another thing called Brachah Yitzhak Adav Afasisi, Briya Yitzira Asir, where Hashem is hidden. What gets you from here to there? Kvaidi, a garment. Let's see it inside. Dehine, Kaved, Dulash, and Lavush. The word Kaved means a garment. And I'll mention this to Derech Agav. I heard about Jacobson saying it in the Shir, that Baruch, you know how you're supposed to say Baruch Shem? Baruch, Shem Kved Malchusei, Leilom Vod. Because the three words Shem Kved Malchusei really mean Shem, 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 or Kaved, 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 or Malchus, Malchus, Malchus. Ha'ara, the Ha'ara, the Ha'ara. Shem is a Ha'ara. And in our mind, Shem is Atzilus. But in that place, it's not. Kved would be Malchus of Atzilus, right? And Malchusei would be a third Lavush, three garments. Shem, Kved, Malchusei, the name of the glory of his kingship. Baruch, which means the translation of the Pasuk is Baruch, we are Mamshech, we bring down Shem, Kved, Malchusei, a Ha'ara, the Ha'ara, the Ha'ara, Lo'olam into the lower worlds. And as a result, even the lower worlds are Void. What does Void mean? Not forever. Void is Bechilufei Asvon Echad, according to the rules of Allah base. The Vav is changed for an Aleph, and the Ayin is changed for a Ches. So it really says, Baruch, bring down, Shem, Kved, Malchusei, Ha'ara, the Ha'ara, the Ha'ara, Lo'olam, and Echad, in Biyad is also Achdus. It's not like Hashem, Elokein, Havaya, Echad, this is called Yechud Elah, and Baruch, Shem, Kved, Malchusei, Li'elam is an Echad on a lower level. How do you see that on a lower level? Because it's concealed. You're pronouncing it Void. And there's the Chilufa Yasrin, the interchange of letters, which is the Inyan in Kabbalah. It says already in Zayat, which Vod also means Echad. So my point, we can talk about Trishma another time, my point is to bring out this idea that shame and cover the machas means a garment. What does a garment do? Two things. What does a garment do? It covers over and it also presents. You can't walk around like other Mechava did before the Chetei Tzadas. Yeah? Clothing, they cover over the person, but they also make the person presentable. They do two things. They bring the person to the next situation. And he brings the Lashon. Rabbi Yechanan used to call clothing covered, because clothing present a person. So what is kvaidi? If there's an entity, a garment which is dressed on Atzilus that presents Atzilus to Bria. That's what kvaidi is. It's a cloth, it's an outfit. Shmi, Atzilus, puts on a jacket, it's called kvaidi, and through the garment which Shmi wears, Shmi becomes presented to Brasa Vitadav Afasisiv. The garment brings Shmi to Brasa Vitadav Afasisiv, but it also conceals Shmi so much that you should have a Brasa Vitadav Afasisiv. That's the title of the word Kvaidi. I had a very interesting experience yesterday in Machon Kana. I was talking about clothing, and I mentioned the idea that clothing make a person feel good and so on. So a lady says, yeah, yeah, and she quotes the name of a famous philosopher who made this statement. I said, no, it's a Gemara. Gemara of Reges. It's a Gemara Lebedek in class. Lahavu, some guy picked up on it. But the Gemara says that clothing are covered. V'ashem zeh nikra b'chinas malchus b'shem covered, which is why malchus is also called by the name covered. L'fisha malchus b'chinas l'vosh. Malchus is a garment, and covered is a garment, and you should know shame is also a garment. In this maimer, shame is not a garment, shame is atzilus. In other maimarim, shame is less than atzilus. Of course, it depends. Oh, good, maybe that's a difference. I don't know. Because in some maimarim, shame doesn't go on avaya, kosaka, on elikim, or adnai. Ha'ara, but it's me'ein amoy. It's not a lavush, it's gilihaz. Okay, okmei yuvi a lavush malchus. One more time. Your point is well taken. I agree. I understand what you're saying. But there's then Nachamol innovating. These are things that you have to see finish in the Maimah, but it sounds good. So we just explained the first pasuk. Kalanikra b'shmi means Eibishter calls forth Atzilus. What's Atzilus? Havaya and Gilu Itzav. V'lechvedi. When you have a garment, this garment is going to present Atzilus to us, but it's also going to cover over Atzilus enough to allow for Beras v'tadav afasis. So Malchus becomes the axis, becomes the basis for the Brasa v'tadav afasis. How does it work? Dibur. Dibur is a garment, right? That I wouldn't be talking to you if I'd sit here and meditate on what I'm saying to you. You wouldn't have a clue what I'm talking about. So Dibur presents the information, which is hopefully in my head, to you, but in doing so, it does not allow everything that I'm thinking to pass through for reasons that are obvious. What is transmitted is what's diburable, right? As we discussed barichas in earlier classes, there's certain fineness of every dibur that's non-communicable. Like we had last year, v'yadaita, at the beginning of the year. Tavna, the libi, lekasve inchi. Tavna, what does tavna mean? The colors of the heart, the feel of the heart, lekasve inchi, can't be written down. I could put into words what I'm thinking, but the feel of what I'm thinking, the hergish, the ruchness of what I'm feeling, is not wordable. And that's lost. So dibur acts as a gilui, as a garment that brings us from shmi to brosrev, yetatev, afasisiv, but in the same token, it's also concealing over shmi, so that you should have a brosrev, yetatev, afasisiv. And again, I'll repeat myself, we are adding, he says, even though it's only bekitzer in this maimed, that there's two parts of this. The first part of this is dibur, and the second part of this is asi, is built in mesudar and parsi. So this is a half a maimed explaining the pasuk. And I believe this helps to give tremendous clarity in the maimed when you look at it the way we're looking at it this morning. Any questions or comments? Let's go to the second pasuk. I know I'm very limited with time. The second pasuk is Kaved Malchus Chayemeiru Gras Kedaveiru. Rabbi Isai, I want to ask you a question. And I'm asking this question, Pasha, to see if you paid attention to the pasuk. Which is a bigger symptom? Kaved Malchus Chayemeiru or Ugras Kedaveiru? And I guarantee it, you're going to guess wrong. Did you look inside or you're guessing? I asked you a question. You're looking inside or you're guessing? Don't be insulted. Don't be afraid. Argue with me. I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
I'm giving you the whole thing when he says nice.
But did you look inside on the pasuk? Don't oisius me. The bottom of page Lamed Vav. I told you, you're going to guess wrong. Because the minute you see the word gvura, yeah, gvura's got to be worse than kved. That's not the case, Abba Yisai. Kved Malchus Chayimeiru means Malchus of Atzilus. Ugvuracha says Rebbe is Zod Atzilus. And this key, you should know, is not only important now, it's going to become the basis for the entire next maimed. The next maimed is a deep maimed. The key to the next maimed are the words v'le gvuras chayidaveiru. Okay, what does Kved Malchus Chayimeiru mean? When Hashem wants to be Amira, wants to speak into the lower worlds, you have to have Kved Malchus. Malchus is a garment, Kved Malchus is a garment for a garment. What's the gvuras chayidaveiru? Malchus or Atzilus? Say gvuras chayidaveiru. Before you can have Malchus of Atzilus, before you can reach a point where covered Malchus could speak, you have to have a bunch of Tzimtzumim getting you to that point. Ugras Chayed Abeidu actually happens before Kved Malchuscha. In order for Kved Malchuscha to be Amira, there has to first be Ugras Chayed Abeidu. Why am I pointing this out? Because we don't pay attention to the Psukim and the Maimon. The Psukim and the Maimon, especially in this case, become very critical. Because the whole next maimon is taking the Gvuras Chayed Abeidu to its extreme. From Tzimtzum Rishon starts the Gvuras Chayed Abeidu. Let's look inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines in the bottom of page Lamed Vav. V'zeu Masha Kosev, second pasuk. Kved Malchus Chayemeiru Gvuras Chayed Abeidu. The pasuk zeh medaber v'b'chines Malchus Atzilus. This pasuk is talking about Malchus of Atzilus. Shenasa Mokir L'Biyah, which is the source of Biyah. V'anevroim de Biyah, and the creations down here, us. We're praising the Eibishter. And what are we praising? Machas Atzilus. Machas, you're a nice guy. What makes you nice? Kved Malchuscha, Yemeidu. You did us a favor. You spoke. But what happens? Machas Atzilus wouldn't speak. We wouldn't be. So us down here are praising. We're thanking Kved Malchuscha for doing it Amira. And you should know, in many Kabbalah Sfarim, Amira that goes on Malchus, and Diva goes on higher than Malchus. Hagam Achsidus from Faket Eichet, Amir is Machshove and Dibur is Lo de Machshove, but in Kabbalah, from the Rishonim, Amir is Malchus and Dibur is Zoh. Vayidaber Avayi al Meisha Leimer, Leimer is Malchus and Dibur is Zoh.
Huh?
In Baruch Sh'omar, Amir is Machshove.
Right. And we say when
Hashem created the world. But Machshove has never called the Elimus. But over here, Yemeru is Malchus. So we're praising Malchus for making us. The Chol Amir of Ahilu Shalahem, who begins Kveit Malchus Lavad, whatever praise we're going to give is only covered Malchus Lavad, Hanibachin Salavushta Malchus, and so on. So what's like Kved Malchus Chayimeiru? We are praising covered Malchus, the garment of Malchus, for making us. Now, what's the Pshat v'Legvuros Chayidabeiru? Legvuros Chayidabeiru doesn't mean that there's a second Tzimtzum. That in order, after Kved Malchus Chayimeiru makes us, there's another Tzimtzum to make us more. No. Well, what Rosh Chodesh means that in order for Kved Malchus to be able to create us before Malchus, there had to be Tzimtzumim. Look at three lines from the bottom. Omma Mashakosav Achar Kach, look inside. Ugvurascha yidaberu, the chayim devav should be after the reish, hu shemavayir sibas, his havus, ha'oisius, the malchus of b'chinas yesh. How is it that malchus creates b'chinas yesh? How could kved malchus create b'chinas yesh? Only because, shazawa de gvurascha, you're not listening, Levi, b'chinas gvur is dissolved. How does malchus have the power to make yesh miayim? Because before malchus, in Atilus, and in the next mimer we're going to be talking about hiring in Atilus, till Tzimtzum Rishonim. There's a series of gvuras. Hashem is making his light less and less and less and less. Even though we're saying Atzilus is Gilui HaHelem, Atzilus reveals the whole Atzmus, there are series of Tzimtzumim in Atzilus itself that has to get low, 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 enough until Kved Malchus can do its function. So Gvurascha Yedaberu is really in Ishtashlus before Kved Malchus. Why do we say Kved Malchus first? Because we're looking from the bottom to the top. From our point of view, what's closer to us? Kved Malchus. After you praise Kved Malchus, hey, in order for Kved Malchus to have done what it did, there had to first be a series of Ugvurascha Yedaberus. This is Pshat and Apostle Gentilim. The Alter Rebbe is not trying to confuse you. These Pshukim are the Toich, the essence of the mind. Okay, do it. The Binyan Malchus and the whole Arich is about Oisius Levi Gaya. Are talking about how the Oisius are in Tainu, and in Ratzin, and in Chachma, and in Pnimi is Bina, and Chitzeni is Bina, and in Machshava, to explain how, before you get to Dibur, you've gone through many Tzimtzumim. Before you get to Dibur. Dibur is the final Tzimtzum. There's a Tzimtzum in Oisius in Tainu, there's a Tzimtzum in Oisius in Ratzin, Tzimtzum in Oisius in Chachma, the Tzimtzum in Oisius in Pnimi is Bina, Tzimtzum in Oisius in Chitzeni is Bina, which is really Machshava. So, before you get to Dibur, it's not the Pshat, you go from Atzmus to Dibur. You go from Atzmus through a whole bunch of levels of Tzimtzum. The difference is only that all those levels of Tzimtzum are still Elikus. Zohar Atzilus is called Machshava. Zohar Atzilus has gone through scores of Tzimtzum, many, many Tzimtzum. It's still a Gilui of Eidin Sof, but it's less. Gilui of Eidin Sof, but it's less. How you can have Eidin Sof and less is a discussion for another time. Maybe it'll come up in the next moment. But before there could be a Kved Malchuscha, there had to be a whole bunch of Ugvurascha Yedaberus. And that's what the second half of this mime is talking about. He's not repeating himself again, as somebody told me in this group. He's talking about a different pasuk. It's a different inyan. Before he was talking about the pasuk, it's called Nikra B'Shmi, the Lechvedi, B'Rasi, B'Tadav Avasisim. So Kvedi goes on Dibur. The Kavan over there was simply to explain Dibur. Now when he brings the Rosh Chodesh Pukvaket, he's trying to explain that before Dibur, there are already many levels of Tzimtzum. There's the Atheist of Machshavu, which I'm a Tzimtzum. And before that, there's the Atheist of Pnimi, is Bina, which I'm a Tzimtzum. And before that, there's the Atheist of Chochmah, which I'm a Tzimtzum. Of course, the higher you go, the finer the Tzimtzum. But if you don't have a finer Tzimtzum on a higher level, there's not going to be a Tzimtzum on a lower level. So the fact that Kved Malchus was able to be made is because there were numerous of the Gvurascha Yedaberus before. And that's what this Maimon is explaining. Now quickly go to page Membeis. And by the way, you could be sure that I'm going to ask you to explain these psukim on your test. So that's 20 points right there. The end of the line, Vizal Shkot the code, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 lines from the bottom of page Membeis. You see it? Like, you have it? You see what I'm holding? Vizal Shkot. This is the pshat. 16 lines from the bottom of page Membeis. Kved Malchuscha v'gamer u'gvurascha yedaberu. And he repeats again. The Berdei sheyihi ya'oisi is the Malchus b'chinas yesh. For Malchus to be sufficiently yesh, that Malchus can make it mamish yesh through its oisius adibur, sheyuchal liyismaket, that Malchus should be able to be a source. Lahaves elemeis b'yitzin nasiya zewa de'ayitze gvurascha dafka, which comes first. B'chinas gvur is dissolved, it's time to miss her aid, it's make the light less and less.
Do we have that
when
we see that in ourselves?
Oh yeah.
Like when we see
Kvei
Malchuscha?
That when you develop an idea, it's not like an idea flashes into your head and then you do it. It develops very slowly, you strategize about it, you struggle with it, you try to understand it intellectually, you try to deal with it emotionally. Every one of those steps is a symptom until it comes out Vedibra. We're talking about normal people. And maybe it's about six normal people on the planet, but
you say that
in Amazon,
on average basis,
right. As a nefesh, the oisius are not a gilui. From the first gilui, which is tainuk, from tainuk there's already oisius, it's a tzimtzum. And then it goes, wait, I'm not finished, give me one more second. It goes lower and lower and lower, and it only comes bedibur after all these previous tzimtzumim. Nobody sees those tzimtzumim. They just see what you're saying. But to get to speech, there was a very profound question. Now, the rest of this maimit is avoided, and of course, mir kochazach in chas v'sholom lena even avoided. That will be a shaila on our great philosophical prowess. I'm being sarcastic, naturally. I just want to show you the first words of the next maimit. I want you to look on page Memgim at the bottom. I'm telling you what. Kveid Malchus Chayimeinu is the Tzimtzum in Malchus, Dibur. Ugras Chayimeinu is the Tzimtzum in before, yeah? Which Tzimtzum is all? How did the next maimon begin? The whole next maimon is going to be explaining how the words of Ugras Chayimeinu exist on higher and higher levels. Till Tzimtzum edition, you can trace, you can see how Hashem is making the light less, all for the sake of the Kveid Malchus Chayim Sheis Havos Biyah. Just like the creation of Briyat Sir Nasir. Look inside, page one Gimel, at the bottom. In other words, in order for there to be Kveid Malchuscha, there has to first be Ugvurascha. And if you keep this context, this maimon can be divided in half until Pei Zlamet Vav is the first half. That's explaining the pasuk called Nikah Bishmi for the Chvedi. First half of the Lafasisim. In front of Lamet Vav, till here, is explaining the pasuk Chved Malchus Chayimei Regulas Chayimei. So Shmi is Atzilus. The word covered. Shmi is Atzilus. Covered is Malchus. Brasa Ritatil Biyam. Chved Malchus. This is the same covered as the previous pasuk Malchus. But you should know that before you got to Malchus, there was all kinds of tzumtzumim earlier, the Lugvaraz Chedadeh.